Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
The volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here. And DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code JOHN, J-O-H-N. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code JOHN. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What is going on, everybody? John Middlecoff, a little go low today. Wanted to do some golf because the Players' Championship is this weekend. The best field in golf. Well, it used to be, not anymore because of LIV. But because it's the Players, like it's customary at the Super Bowl or the NBA Finals, the commissioner spoke. And let's say he did not exactly exude confidence. And I read a couple articles today. I mean, it's just, it's pretty sad, the situation, if what currently is going on. And it's hard not to be a direct reflection of leadership. And you got to wonder, man, is Jay Monahan on borrowed time? I mean, today was an embarrassment for him talking. Other than that, Scottie Scheffler learned how to putt again and dominated. He had one of the greatest seasons in the history of the sport, at least since they've statistically measured it, since Tiger Woods hitting the golf ball last year, driving irons around the green. Problem was he couldn't putt. Even earlier this year, couldn't putt. Now, it looks like Scottie Scheffler can putt again, changed the putter, and won pretty easily at one of the toughest courses on the PGA Tour. So, I think it's fair to say you got to be pretty bullish on Scottie Scheffler as we head into the majors and his odds in these tournaments reflected. I mean, he's not quite getting like 2-3-1 Tiger treatment, but he's under 6-1 this week. So, We'll discuss a little Scotty Scheffler and then just overall some of my bets this weekend. I have a decent amount of money on the table for the players. Probably a little too much, to be honest with you. I might have got a little aggressive, but we need it to go well. But I'll give you who I'm gambling on and why. And I saw Zalatoris. I don't know if his back is acting up. I already had money on him before that happened, so that makes me a little nervous. But you know, we got the surgery for a reason. Other than that, we had a football-only video yesterday on day two of free agency. Sam Darnold, Derrick Henry, some of those guys. Justin Fields still, as of recording this, has not been traded. So some thoughts there. And we will be live when free agency, I'd say officially, opens on Wednesday on the YouTube channel. It will also be a podcast, I think, for Thursday. But I think we have a pretty good idea what's already happened. But you never know. I mean, there's these aggressive GMs. So I just wanted to get a little golf in on this busy football weekend because it's such a big tournament. Jay talked, and I'm gambling pretty heavily on it. But make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you listen on Collins Feed. Like I said, a lot of content that didn't quite make it to the podcast streets because of timing, but is on the YouTube channel. So make sure you check that out. Just type in John Middlecoff, three and out, go low. Either one, you'll end up at the page. But before we dive in to the golfing world, I got to tell you about my friends, my partners, and the official ticketing app of this podcast. I was watching the WCC semifinals last night. Gonzaga was playing USF. And tonight is the championship on Tuesday night, St. Mary's against Gonzaga. And anyone who's ever had the chance, if you have the NCAA tournament, the round of 64 and 32 coming to your area, I would highly recommend going. One, you can gamble now. Two, it's just extremely entertaining. You sit there, drink some beers, watch NCAA basketball all day. It's a very, very fun experience. I've done it a couple times, San Jose and Sacramento back when I lived in California. If you want to do that, download the Game Time app. Use the promo code GOLOW, G-O-L-O-W, save $20 off your first purchase. Buy any pair of tickets, pro, college, baseball, hockey, you name it, concerts, comedy shows. Do it now. Download the Game Time app, promo code GO, G-O-L-O-W, save $20 off your first pair of tickets. I don't watch college basketball at all, November through this week. Once this week starts, I watch a lot, and I can't wait for all these championship games in the conference tournament, and then obviously the NCAA tournament, which is just easily one of the better events in America. So promo code GOLO, download the Game Time app. I was watching the Patriot documentary, which some episodes I've hated, some I've really liked, and Roger Goodell came into the last couple episodes I saw because Deflategate was one of the topics. And anyone that's, you know, a lot of people do, it's the biggest sport in America. Roger is not at a press conference or in front of a mic, Mr. Personality. He is not just some guy owning the room in the sense of throwing zingers, interacting with the media in the way that they like. That's not really, I wouldn't call him Bill Belichick on the podium, but he's not exactly, you know, Bill Parcells either. So he can do that, though. His league is one of the most successful businesses in this country. They are printing money. He doesn't even actually really need the media. Why? Because he has us, the fans, who watch currently in record numbers. So when he gets in a situation that is not easy to deal with, he kind of just says nothing and is pretty boring. And honestly, you kind of know what to expect if you've watched him talk of, he's not going to say much. Things are going really well. He doesn't need to. Well, the PGA Tour is currently the opposite of the NFL. It's in shambles. They have lost easily five or six of their star players, most polarizing players, and guys that help move the needle for their sport. So Jay Monahan, who is the commissioner, which is currently, you know, there is peacetime and there is wartime. Well, the golf world is in the middle of a civil war. That involves the Saudis, and that involves the PGA Tour, and that involves the division between his players. Many clearly are not comfortable with these guys coming back to the PGA Tour. Even Rory McIlroy has changed his tune. Like, we need to figure out a way to all play together again. And then you have the Jordan Spieths and the Ricky Fowlers who are kind of like, fuck that. They need to pay for their sins, which to me really angers me. Not because they feel the way they feel. Very understandable. We all, our feelings are based off our experience. I never fault anyone for believing something politically, personally, in a business, if that's what their experience tells them to feel. But when you're in a business, sometimes you have to be able to take a step back, and the healthiest thing for this sport is to figure out a way to get together. Well, I tried to watch Jay Monahan today talk, and I figured out pretty quickly he's a lot like Roger Goodell. Says nothing. Is not really comfortable up there in front of the press. And I think Roger is dramatically more comfortable than Jay. But Jay honestly feels uncomfortable. That's a problem. And this issue right now, which he'd said nothing, of like, you got to do whatever it takes to figure out a deal with these guys. Nobody cares that you just signed some future agreement with Arthur Blank, with the Boston Red Sox group, the Glazers, all these rich guys that own NFL and NBA teams. We don't give a shit. All I want to do is on a non-major turn on the television and see John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, with Jordan Spieth, with Scottie Scheffler, with Will Zalatoris. And right now, that is nowhere close to happening. And that is a problem. And even he said today, when asked about the situation, they still have a lot to work through. And it's pretty clear that some of his players, some of his more famous players, don't want to avoid a deal. And this gets back to Tiger Woods talking about like, yeah, we'll see how this plays out. It's not a lock we're going to do a deal with them. And it just makes me shake my head. Your sport is not strong enough to be splintered. And when things are splintered, you need people in a management situation that know what they're doing, that can see the big picture. And it doesn't feel like Jay can. And it also doesn't feel like Jay any longer has the pull that he needs to have internally within his top players. So when I watched Jay talk, at least as long as I could, it's just so boring, I went, this situation is not getting fixed anytime soon. Now, the players have never made more money. The problem is, it's kind of fake. I mean, it's real money going into their accounts, but it's not real in the sense your business is not generating this. The TV contract you guys just signed, their television ratings are currently down. I say this all the time about the NBA. NBA players have never made more. You see guys sign these $40, $50, $55, $60 million a year contracts. Well, that's because the television contract is a fixed number. Well, they have been getting royally screwed for the last 6 or 7 years with the ratings going into the tank. So when I watch this golfing situation and Jay Monahan, you have this is inevitable where it's going to go. You have to do a deal with LIV Golf. And yeah, you never want to do a deal with someone that has way more money than you. Even as you add some of these NFL owners, but these NFL owners are getting involved to make a profit. And you guys simply cannot do that the way currently constructed. It was always going to be difficult the moment Tiger Woods disappeared. And let's face it, in terms of the PGA Tour, he's disappeared. It was exciting when he said in the fall, I plan on playing once a month. That's clearly not happening. I think it's fair to say, best case scenario, he plays the four majors. And more than likely, three of the four of them, he's not even going to make the cut anymore. Which pains me to say, him and Michael Jordan, my favorite athletes of all time. But the draw of Tiger Woods isn't there if he's not around. So you're very dependent on all these other players, which a diehard like myself enjoys, but the average fan doesn't even know the majority of guys outside the top 7 or 8 players. So I think Jay and the current situation is an utter disaster. There's no way to spin it. And I'm not some doomsday guy, but I just know you can't maintain this business
without those other guys. And those other guys all get together during the majors. That has nothing to do with the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour does not own the majors. Hell, they kicked those guys out of the Ryder Cup, which the PGA Tour, you know, owns the President Cup, not even the Ryder Cup. So you see this situation and you just go, this sucks. It really does. And it's one thing when you get a dynamic leader, right? And you go, this guy's going to figure it out. Steve Jobs came back to Apple in the late 90s, early 2000s, changed the company. Jeff Bezos, it's like, yeah, if he gets involved, it's probably going to be successful. I have no faith in Jay Monahan. I don't know the guy, but I just watch him talk and I watch the results. Because I don't base really anything in life off words. Nothing means less to me in business than words. Everything is about action and results. And right now, the results in the current situation sucks. There's no way around it. And he just does not feel like a guy dynamic enough to fix this problem. And the other thing is, some of this is out of his control. If I wanted to defend him, his players don't care what we think. And the reason they have the money is us. So if we don't factor in, they got problems. On a positive note, Scottie Scheffler, who is, it's hard. I would say him and Rahm were basically equals, but now I don't even get to watch Rahm play golf anymore. When Scottie is on, he is the best player in the world. I think we'd all agree to that. One problem that happened last year, which, based on all the metrics, was one of the greatest ball-striking years. Tee to green, meaning everything except putting, since peak Tiger Woods. Yet he didn't win a major. Hell, he didn't even win the FedEx. Hovland did. It almost felt, in a weird way, with this all-time great season, that the guy underachieved. Why? Can't putt. As someone who hovers around like a 4-6 handicap, I can have days where I have, I would say, 3-5 pretty solid birdie looks on a couple par fives, knock a couple irons close on par fours, and if my putter's hot, I can make 4. If my putter's off, I won't make 1. Sometimes I'll 3-putt. Why? Because most of us are very, very average putters. Now, I believe for the amateur game, you should focus much more on your off-the-tee game. Hit the fairway, and then the worst you're going to... If you're hitting every fairway, if you're a 10 handicap, you'll be in the mid-80s. If you're a 4 handicap, you'll be in the high 70s. If you're in the trees nonstop, I don't care if you're a great putter, it's going to be a long day. But for these pros, which are peppering greens, putting is very, very important. And Scottie Scheffler went on a stretch where it was like, this is insane how bad of a putter he was. And even Rory McIlroy said a couple weeks ago, like, yeah, maybe he should change the putter. And I think, like a lot of humans, whether it's your parents, whether it's your wife, whether it's people, your business partners, or people you work for, when you're told something and you're really good at something to change, your first natural reaction, I'm like this, is no. Even if in the back of your head, you're like, yeah, it's not a terrible idea. And I wonder if at first he's like, yeah, I'm not changing to change, even if I'm a disaster. And eventually you get to a point of no return. You're like, what do I have to lose? Miss more putts? He changed his putter, and by the end of Bay Hill, it looked like Tiger Woods. It was not a fair fight. He kicked everybody's ass. I saw the Shane Lowry interview at the end of the tournament. And he's like, honestly, I played pretty incredible this week. And then they ask him, like, what could you have done against Scottie Scheffler? And he was essentially speechless. He's like, I don't know. Because there's nothing you could do. And that's what Tiger Woods used to do. Because I'll never forget Hunter Mahan telling me, people don't understand how good Tiger Woods was in his peak. He was literally the best at everything. The only thing he wasn't elite at was accuracy off the tee, but when he had to, he wasn't spraying it all over. He was the longest, he was the best iron player, he was the best guy around the greens, and no one made more putts when they had to, you could argue in the history of golf, than Tiger Woods. Even Jack Nicklaus, historically not a great chipper of the ball. Tiger, in his prime, was elite with a fucking wedge in his hand. Scottie Scheffler, same thing. All-time great iron player, great around the green. But if you're going to miss putts, I don't care how good you are. Honestly, it was always a sneaky downfall of Phil Mickelson. Used to miss a lot of putts he should have made. For as great as his career was, maybe he's got four or five more wins and a couple more majors if he was just a better putter. He was very streaky. Scottie Scheffler last week was just a legit putter. And if he's going to putt like that, like he did a couple years ago, he's going to win five or six times this year. And he should win multiple majors. Now, am I going to put money on him to win this week? I'm not, just because winning back-to-back weeks is very, very difficult. But he's also being treated like Tiger Woods. He's almost 5-1 to win the Players. I remember, you know, throughout the last, since I've been betting on golf the last 4 or 5 years, when a guy gets really hot and is playing really well, a Dustin Johnson, a Rory McIlroy, a John Rahm, they can get to that like 8-9 range. You start getting down to like approaching 4-1, you're in a different stratosphere. And I enjoy watching them. And it's just fun to watch a guy, like his feet are all kind of over the place. It doesn't look as natural and smooth as, say, Rory. It's not just like as consistent when he's on as John Rahm. It's actually a little bit more of a roller coaster in an elite way. And I find Scotty, when he's on, just a very fun... He's honestly got a little Phil Mickelson to him. Just doing all sorts of crazy shit. Working the ball both ways, feet falling all over the place. But you look up at the end, you're like, God, he's kicking everyone's butt. And that's what he did last week on... I ran in the other day to Tony Finau at TPC. He decided not to play Bay Hill. It was an elevated event. And he's like, yeah, I don't like the course. And I asked him. He's like, that course is brutal. It's like a U.S. Open. He thought hole 6 is like one of the harder holes on tour. He's like, every single shot, he's like, you take a par, it's not that long of a par 5. But he's like, both your drive and then obviously your approach shot, you're just, all you see is water. And it's just, it's tough. They grow out the rough just like a U.S. Open. It's not fun. I mean, historically, people hate that course. They avoid it like the plague. If it wasn't for Tiger winning it like 25 times, I don't even know if we'd talk about it like we do. Now, obviously, it's associated with Arnold Palmer, who I was thinking about the other day because I had the Golf Channel on in the background and they were showing some stuff about Arnie. If I could play 18 holes with one guy, like in their 40s or 50s, right? They could still play. I don't need them to be like in the peak of their powers. But just to hear stories from, Arnold Palmer would probably be a pretty incredible human being. I mean, seriously. All-time great businessman, all-time great showman, all-time great player. Has, you could argue, one of my favorite drinks of all time, the Arnold Palmer. If you pour a little Tito's, make it the John Daly. That's really, really hard to beat. But Scottie Scheffler made that course look like Tiger Woods used to. And if that's the way the guy's going to putt, I would put his over-under at majors at like 1.5. To me, he feels like a lock to win a major. And honestly, he feels like a lock to be in them all.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. They help you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else. Did you know 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? LinkedIn's the only one I use. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/john. That's linkedin.com/john to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Bets for this weekend. I would say, I wouldn't say I have an uncomfortable amount of money wagered on the players, but it's definitely not amount of money that I'm not, I'm somewhere in the middle of comfortable and uncomfortable. It's a lot. And one strategy I did last week and I plan on doing again is placing a lot of money. Like instead of just doing, I'll just give you an example. If I'm going to bet on a winner for the just on a random tournament, the most I'll put usually is like 100, 150. Because one thing I've learned, it's very, very hard to hit. Now, once you hit them, it kind of keeps you coming back. But you're not going to make money and be successful doing that very often. So instead of just putting $50 or $100 on a guy 30, 40 to 1, I've put a lot of money on guys to finish in the top 20. And you can get odds on like Hideki Matsuyama. You can get him plus 170. You could get Sahith Theegala almost 3 to 1 to finish in the top 20. Now, this is a ball strikers course. Several years ago, I would say I've probably hit 5 or 6 winners over the last 3 years. One of the guys that I hit as a winner was Justin Thomas, who won this tournament. I think I had $100 on him, won a couple grand. And he's not the greatest putter. But if you are a great ball striker, I like your chances. And Hideki is playing very, very well. Same thing with Theegala. Another guy who's a little bit of a longer odds guy, who ironically I think is Arnold Palmer's grandson, is Eric Cole. Last year he was like a 34-year-old rookie on the PGA Tour. He's a really good player. Now, I had a top 20 on him last week. He finished 21st. So it's not like you're a lock to hit the bet, even if you're on the right guy. It's difficult. But the top 20, the one thing I've learned with the top 20s, gives you a lot of leeway, especially if you have some horses. And Theegala and Hideki, I feel really good about. Now, one strategy that I claim not to do that I am going to do this week, because I won a bunch of money last week and I just kind of rolled some over right away, was on Zalatoris to win this tournament. And a couple days ago, he was 25 to 1. That's what I got him at. Well, there's some, you know, he's had back injuries in the past. I saw this injury report that someone put out that I don't know if his back flared up. His odds are now 35 to 1. Don't love that. But Will Zalatoris, healthy, the guy we've seen this year, to me, I like him to compete and have a very, very good chance to win this tournament. Now, the injury, I don't know. That definitely makes me nervous. But I got large bets on Eric Cole, Theegala, Hideki Matsuyama. Another guy I like, as long as his odds are floating 35 to 40 to 1, any PGA Tour event is Ludwig. Because I was like, Ludwig's playing kind of bad. Then I looked. His week in Pebble, he easily could have won. The Sunday got rained out. He would have been playing with Wyndham Clark. At Riviera, he was pretty damn good. And even last week, I'm like, he finished toward the end. Finished tied for 25th. So it's not like he's uncomfortable in Florida grass. And clearly, from a talent standpoint as an iron player, which this course sure feels like good iron players have a lot of success here, I like his chances. And you get him... I sprinkled a little on 35 to 1, but as a top 10, as a top 20, to me, Ludwig is a pretty, pretty interesting bet. And overall, it's just sad that, you know, the Cam Smiths, the Rahms, the DJs, the Koepkas aren't going to be in this tournament. But I don't know how long we can keep beating a dead horse. That, as we saw with Jay today, is not happening anytime soon.
The Volume.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.